1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17 says this, "For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with words of eloquent wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power." This may sound like a strange statement for Paul to make. In fact, you may be thinking about the Great Commission, which says that we are to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So what does Paul mean when he says that Christ did not send him to baptize? Well, simply put, Paul's making it clear that the person who is baptizing you doesn't add anything to the gospel. He clarifies this point in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 through 7. It says this, "What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you believed as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth." Adding to the gospel can empty it of its power, empty the cross of its power. Thinking our words need to be eloquent in order to make the gospel have power empties the cross. Thinking our presentations need to be flawless in order for the gospel to have power. These are detrimental things to our philosophy of ministry. Can anyone or anything ever add power to the gospel? Well, no. What happens when we do attempt to add to the gospel? Well, we misrepresent Christ altogether and offer a gospel that is unbiblical and lacks any real power. We can easily hold up issues of the day, addiction, abuse, bullying, and offer Christ as the end-all solution for these problems and convince people to turn to Jesus on the basis that these things are not right and that Jesus will fix them in your life. And this has a calming and peaceful effect that resembles conversion. But if our presentation of Jesus ends there, then we're not holding our gospel hope. Gospel appeal includes, first and foremost, a recognition of personal, sinful rebellion against God. Then a person sees Christ as the one and only perfect Son of God who took the punishment for rebel sinners like you and me. And if Jesus so chooses to completely eradicate bad circumstances, then praise the Lord. But we dare not turn to Him on this basis alone, for it's then that we ironically turn away from Christ and to another gospel that ultimately does not offer any remedy for your deepest issues of sin. Today when you pray, please pray for Jamshed Hadiyat and his family, our missionaries in Georgia. And also remember the American Sign Language LifeWord broadcast that's seen in the United States.